Starting in the next couple of months, five of the country's largest internet service providers, AT&T, Cablevision, Comcast, Time Warner Cable, and Verizon, will implement what is called the Copyright Alert System, known colloquially as Six Strikes. In the works for over a year, the system is meant to create an escalating series of penalties for serial illegal downloaders. Jill Lesser is the executive director of the Center for Copyright Information, which is a collaboration between organizations like the Motion Picture Association of America and the Recording Industry Association of America with the ISPs to implement the Copyright Alert System. Jill, welcome to On the Media.
Thank you.
The system works by content holders joining peer-to-peer networks in order to monitor what kind of material is being illegally downloaded, right? And then what happens?
And then they identify individual files and send notices to internet service providers who then pass those notices on to their customers in the form of copyright alerts.
What do these alerts look like?
So the initial alerts inform the primary account holder that somebody made content available illegally over their internet connection. They explain to the consumer how this might have happened and what the consumer can do to ensure it doesn't happen again.
Like what?
Like ensuring their wireless connection is password protected. They also provide links to authorized legal ways for you to find that content.
Okay. You've got your first alert, which you described, and the second alert is basically similar to the first. And then the third alert and the fourth alert are also similar to those educational messages, but they will appear in a conspicuous manner, and that will require the user to acknowledge that you've gotten the alert. Then you get to the fifth alert, and this refers to so-called mitigation measures.
So the mitigation measures are intended to really get people's attention. They range from putting a user through a copyright tutorial, you know, what is copyright, how have you potentially engaged in illegal behavior, to a couple of day reduction in internet speed, depending on the ISP.
And so far I understand there are no plans by any of the ISPs to include actually disconnecting users from the internet as part of the punishments. But Verizon will slow the internet speed to potentially 256 kilobytes per second, which is basically unusable by any modern internet standard. So isn't that the same?
No, it really isn't the same. The reduction of speed, which one or more of the ISPs will be using as a mitigation measure, is, first of all, it's only 48 hours, which is far from termination. I think at the point that you have received, this is your fifth copyright alert. You have acknowledged two of them, and you are still engaging in copyright infringement, then that person might need an extra, you know, you really need to stop.
I wanted to ask you, though, about the people who may feel that they're being wrongly accused. The appeals process involves a $35 fee, which would be refunded if the appealer wins. Is this to keep people from filing nuisance appeals?
I think it is intended certainly to discourage frivolous appeals. It is, as you said, refunded if successful, and it is also waivable if someone can't afford it.
What happens if you get 7, 8, and 9 strikes?
We hope that by the time people get to alerts number 5 or 6, they will stop. Once they've been mitigated, they've received several alerts, we're just not going to send them any more alerts because they're not the kind of customer that we're going to reach with this program.
So what happens to them?
Nothing under this program.
So either they get sued by someone, or you stop mitigating and you just give up and walk away.
Exactly. But let me just say this. If we reach consumers where they can hear us, you know, this is what this means and this is how you can find content in a legal way, we hope we will actually not be sending a lot of fifth and sixth notices.
As you've described it, the copyright alert system It's unlikely to stop or even catch the worst offenders because those knowledgeable offenders will use virtual private networks and they'll figure out ways to avoid detection.
There are certainly other ways that content owners address those issues, but for us, it is reaching the casual infringer, which is a large percentage of peer-to-peer piracy.
You know, the Recording Industry Association of America filed 20,000 lawsuits against infringers that it said was meant to, quote, educate, but it didn't end up slowing piracy at all.
It's been at least 5 years since suing individuals. It was really a strategy of the industry. I think part of the reason why they came to the table to do this kind of a voluntary educational effort is in the hopes of having a different kind of approach and one that says to consumers, this behavior needs to stop, but also helps consumers, number one, understand why, and number two, find what they're looking for in a legal authorized way.
Wouldn't it have been great if this had all happened 5 years ago or 10?
I think we would be in a different place, yes.
Jill, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jill Lesser is the executive director of the Center for Copyright Information.